Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker giving you this week's update for the first week of a new year, January 2026. We hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. We have a lot to be thankful for as we reflect back on 2025 and the impact Camp Courageous had on thousands. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is into its 52nd year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This will be my final podcast as I turn over the reins of the day-to-day operations of the camp to an exceptional individual, Craig Stadmiller. Craig is the perfect person at the perfect time. I will continue to be around as this transition begins on Monday, January 5th. After that, I will dedicate myself to the Camp Courageous Foundation, which my dear friend Dr. Earl Deshaw came to me 45 years ago with as an idea. When I first arrived at Camp Courageous in April of 1980, Camp Courageous couldn't pay its bills. My first summer at Camp Courageous, I lived off my salary as a high school government teacher. Volunteer retired farmer Cleek Gekin and I were thrown out of the Jones County landfill because we would bring a couple bags of trash and then dig through others' trash to find usable items for camp. So Dr. Deshaw's idea of saving money and living off the interest made zero sense to this 25-year-old. But after Dr. Deshaw made the first donation, against all common sense, I became one of the first to follow pledging $1,000 a year for 5 years. Dr. Deshaw said, "Charlie, you can afford $20 a week, can't you?" I respected and admired Dr. Earl Deshaw, who became my friend and a mentor when he was 80 years old. He would be 125 years old today. This experience made me believe the more I gave, the more it would come back to me many times over. Dottie Cummins told me right after I started, "If it wasn't for WMT Radio, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous." I was new and didn't know what to believe, but I remember growing up in Dubuque, having a transistor radio, and going to bed listening to WMT's Air Your Opinion under the sheets. I have always loved radio, growing up in the music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. The beauty of radio is it gives the listener the opportunity to use their imagination. And having indirectly been on WMT for the past 45 years, it has been a life changer for Camp Courageous and for me. For radio personality Leo Grieco, in particular, to take me under his wing and promote the camp and risk his reputation by saying Charlie Becker is a good person and Camp Courageous is a wonderful organization, spoke volumes. Leo was a heartwarming mentor for me and he taught me a lot, leaving me with the words, "Your integrity is the only thing you take to your grave." Camp Courageous has not been a vision of mine. For me, the right people have come into my life at the right time and shaped Camp Courageous and me into what we are today. In 1981, Norr Ball, chair of the Petroleum Markets and Convenience Stores of Iowa, approached me about having a board meeting at Camp Courageous. They took Camp Courageous under their wing, and for the next several months, Ed Kistemacher, the managing director of the Petroleum Markers, and myself traveled Iowa to present to about 16 area meetings of their membership. I learned a lot from Ed regarding business and people, and as a result, Camp Courageous had a friend to help in every county in Iowa. It was monumental. I met many lifetime friends through PMCI. One of those lifetime lessons came from Don Lamberti. Back when he was just starting out, he was founder of Casey's, told me in 1982, "Always be yourself. Never get caught up in trying to be somebody you aren't." I want to personally thank each of you for giving this high school teacher with no business experience the opportunity to be a small part of this wonderful organization called Camp Courageous for the past 45 plus years. The doors that is open for me and the incredible campers, camper families, board, staff, volunteers, and supporters have been nothing short of living a dream. In other camp business, as the Camp Courageous Manchester Grass Hill prepares to celebrate its 50th anniversary here in 2026, Camp Courageous was deeply saddened by the passing of Connie Norby, 94, of Dubuque. Connie gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to grow like never before. With her husband, Lauren, they donated in 1994 a building located at 913 East Main Street in Manchester, which was referred to as the Old Creamery, as a permanent location for the garage sale. The Camp Courageous Manchester garage sale started in 1976 and had constantly moved from location to location to location before this gift. Camp thought that was going to be their forever home. But after Norby Farm and Fleet built a new store on the west side of Manchester in 2018, Connie once again gave the camp a major life-changing gift, their former store located at 1121 East Main Street. These two donations were pivotal to the future of the growth of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous' sympathy goes out to Connie's family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend and a 2026. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2026. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening, and please stay in touch. Thank you.